Gentlemen, how are we doing this morning?
Good. Yourself?
Hey, can't complain.
Pretty good.
And we're looking back in July.
About July. We're already through August.
Yeah, got a little crazy, yeah. But family and everything else. But
we'll try and remember what happened in July.
I know.
Shouldn't
if
be
you
too hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when you talk about it every day, it's burned in your mind.
Right? Yeah.
Well, let's just jump right off.
Yeah.
You know, looking at July.
Sure.
But looking back at the markets.
Yeah. S&P 500, top 500 companies in the U.S. as measured by market cap. So that's just the size of the company. Another positive month. S&P was up over 2%, 2.17% for the month of July. So that was good. We always like to look at bonds as well. Bonds are just going to be that that basket that a lot of times we rely on for fixed income streams. So the aggregate bond index, which is a basket of bonds, finished the month down. Little interest rate volatility.
Yeah.
Interest rate volatility typically hooks up with inflation expectations, but we're not here to unpack that at this moment. The bond market did not do as well as the stock market. So it's just more of the same. We know there's volatility in that interest rate world, which translates into the bond market. So, you know, we handle that for clients and portfolios.
Right. And as we're kind of looking at the markets, you know, we're always trying to prepare, trying to position, you know, looking at the portfolios, you know, any major changes within the portfolio in the last?
No. You know, sometimes you've got to understand what the trend would be mm-hmm. in markets, and trends can be, you know, what time interval are you looking at? We like to look longer term. And those longer term pushes and pulls really haven't changed a whole lot. And we could kind of unpack that, but there's really nothing to report in terms of portfolio updates, strategy updates in this current moment. But sometimes the best move is no move at all.
Right, right. So now let's focus a little bit more into July.
Yeah.
You know, there were some things that were going on.
Right.
Right. We got trade stuff. We got AI stuff. We got, you know, Fed, everything. So just kind of looking at it as a whole, kind of ticking some of those things off.
So you're in a headlines-driven market,
mm-hmm.
and that's not new. So you've got, whether the president is making a headline or something else along the way, you know, earnings announcements making headlines, the market is really being responsive to headlines right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what were some of the headlines that we saw in the month of July? Trade deals getting done. Obviously, that's a big relief, if you will, for the market. And you kind of also get some insight into what was Liberation Day really about? You know, was it a big, shot and then we're going to try and thin it down? Or was it serious? Like, we're really going to be punitive mm-hmm. with trade relationships. And I think as these deals are getting, you know, hashed out, some of the bigger countries, obviously China is a huge one. So you get some progress there. The market's going to breathe a sigh of relief and also understand that these are probably more bargaining chips than anything.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we were hoping for.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of the stuff that you're seeing through the month of July, you know, figure you close out the second quarter at the end of June. And then through the month of July, you're hearing how corporate America is done. Earnings, you know, we get quarterly earnings from corporate America. And actually, you know, there's a lot of pessimism around earnings for the second quarter of 2025. Actually came out pretty darn good. And we still haven't seen all of the earnings yet. Not a complete closed season yet, but it's looking pretty productive. One of the things that I'd like all of you to pay a little attention to, and maybe there's a bit of a homework assignment here, take it to whatever degree you want.
So it begins.
Yeah, right.
And now we're giving homework.
Artificial intelligence is making its way through our economy, our global economy. And you're hearing corporate America talk about it. It is an opportunity. It is something that you're going to want to be somewhat familiar with, even if it's just enough to know we're watching it for
mm-hmm.
you. But that's a theme that you're seeing playing out. So we will do a podcast kind of devoted to the opportunities that are born out of that. But I just want you to understand where it's starting. And it's starting right here, right now. And you're hearing it in a lot of corporate infrastructure nowadays. And that's through that earnings channel, where you get guidance and just overall discussion from corporate leaders. So a lot of good headlines, I think, delivered in the month of July. And, you know, you get a little bit of light volume. It's easy to push and pull on the market. So there you go. That's kind of the breakdown and the skinny of what played out through July. Now, I know we want to hit on something more specific.
So that was it in July.
Yeah, go figure. Right. That'd be nice.
Well, even with the Fed, right? We've got, you know, a decision to not lower interest rates yet, You're starting to see a little bit of dissent happening, and you know, Jerome Powell's got a few more months left on in his time, and Trump will name his successor, and so you know, that will be more to come there. And even on the AI front with crypto, and maybe this isn't the time, but with crypto, and maybe is there, you know, going from what it was before, very speculative meme, to is there a place for it in the portfolio? Maybe we touch on that next month. Mm-hmm. But something that hit in July, the One Big Beautiful Bill passed. Okay, so one of the things that we want to talk about today is how that impacts households, corporate America, and then the economy. So Ryan, let's just kind of, you know, touch on right off the top, how is this bill going to really impact households moving forward?
Yeah. So let's just set the table first and understand why we wanted to unpack this in its own subcategories. This is a big piece of legislation. Understand that there are two main levers that are going to push and pull on, you know, an economy, either speed up or slow down. These two levers are fiscal policy and monetary policy. The One Big Beautiful Bill, yet again, I think it's hilarious that Trump named it that, because we will call it beautiful no matter what, right? So no matter what your feelings are on it. But this piece of legislation was a big form of fiscal stimulus. So imagine if that lever gets pushed in to speed up the economy. Derek touched on the Fed, you know, and really not much has changed there. It's just the Fed isn't cutting rates. I mean, that's the bottom line. But if you get something like a rate cut, that would then accelerate that monetary policy side of things. But this is such a big piece of fiscal stimulus that it's important for you to understand. So this reform, if you will, or this bill touched on a number of areas of the economy. You've got, what is it at the household level? What is that at the corporate level? And then how does that impact and drive that fiscal stimulus? Well, I think one of the main things that you would think in the household space is, you know, your the things that would jump out. Number one, an exemption for Social Security, you know, taxability. Also, overtime and tips, okay? Those are the things you might focus in on. But something that kind of came with a no-frills effect was making the tax cuts from the first Trump administration permanent. It was huge because maybe you didn't know those tax cuts were going to sunset or expire mm-hmm. this year. Right. That would have been the largest tax increase that we would have seen in history if they would have sunset back to what they were prior to those tax cuts. So that was the big one. You know, I know that it was in the, all over the media, tips, overtime, Social Security, how do we get that? Okay, cool. But when you think about that fiscal stimulus lever, that was a big one. Right, right on down to two, just, you know what, we'll unpack that as the economy. But corporate America, how does it impact corporate America? You got some new deductions and exemptions like depreciation schedules, things like that. Also, there's a big focus at that corporate entity level on international trade and how are you transferring payments and things like that. Get a little bit of you know, I guess punitive if you're doing a tremendous amount of banking, you know, cross country. Mm-hmm. Doesn't surprise me given what Trump has talked about on the campaign trail and as president. But then how does this all impact the economy? How does it all impact the economy? Well, one of the things that came along with the bill was the increase of the debt limit. So they increased the debt limit by $5 trillion. And anytime you give a politician a green light to go spend some money, it gets spent. Yeah. And it wouldn't surprise me if they have to increase it again in 2 years by about the same. That right there perpetuates what's called deficit spending. What is deficit spending? That is where a country spends more than they bring in revenue. Then what that does, it requires us to create dollars. That dollar creation drives inflation, but you know what it does? It inflates asset levels. So it's not that, you know, stock of XYZ company is $100 a share. We wake up tomorrow, it's $110 a share. You think, oh, they must have got a new deal or something. No, no, the company didn't get any more valuable. The dollar got less valuable because we're printing more. If you own that stock, you'll go, hey, cool, it went up in value, but did it really? Or again, did the currency just weaken? So when you think about the money supply, stimulative from a household perspective. You know, corporate entities, not a tremendous amount of juice there. But it was important for us, I think, to unpack the one big beautiful bill and understand what are the parts that really kind of matter. And when it comes down to managing money, you have to make it really simple. Mm-hmm. What are the simple things that should push or pull from this catalyst, whatever it would be? Recognize there's a tremendous amount of fiscal stimulus, tremendous amount of dollar creation, liquidity creation that comes from that. So you might have tuned into a webinar or something. How does this hit me specifically? Fine. But that's kind of how it's going to hit your portfolio.
Yeah, right. Yep. And as always, we'll be ready for it, right?
You know, oh, no doubt about it. We've already been unpacking it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as we look ahead into next month, which we're already kind of in, right?
Yep.
You know, I know we've got, you know, a few things on the economic side, geopolitical things. You know, anything that we should be looking at kind of in that short term looking ahead?
You know, I think it's seasonality. It might get a little bit boring here. And if the market's boring, it doesn't have those wonderful headlines to throw up, you know, probably left to its own devices. It's got to kind of unwind some of that overbought. Yeah. You know, think about it like if you jump in your car and floor it and redline that vehicle, you know, you have to let off the engine. You can't work so hard all the time or you blow your engine up. So the market is no different. You know, relative strength index, you know, probably look that for that to reset a bit, maybe move sideways, get a little bit of volatility. But, you know, what are, you got two levers to push and pull. You just got a huge fiscal, yeah, you know, that dose of stimulus there. Should be pretty good.
We'll keep evaluating it. You know, everyone enjoy the rest of your August, and we'll see you sometime after the holiday.
Sounds like a winner.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah.
Advanced Capital Management Incorporated is a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Tax and estate planning information should not be construed as formal legal or tax advice. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you next month.